Hello and welcome to what I hope will be reasonably short update. The last update, I think maybe I wasn't particularly clear, or maybe about 30 or 40 emails or messages from doctors and nurses just got to me. It's very difficult when you run a spiritual organization and a large number of people all in the same profession sort of write to you en masse within just a few hours. And so I wanted to restate actually my position. And also, I think that if a person is able to listen to my podcast on a regular basis, you would feel it as an emerging story. Most people, when they do updates, they'll do standalone items, standalone reports. But recently, I've been doing them together, and I really couldn't just keep rehashing or going over the previous podcasts because I'd have no time to talk about the most relevant information. So perhaps if people have listened to the last one, two, or three, and listened to that, and of course not perhaps remembered or not had the ability or chance to listen to the others, then maybe it seems a bit out of context. So what I want to do is just to try and bring it back together, if you like. So what I wanted to really talk about was the connection between 5G and the virus. Now, those of you who either remember or probably don't, because there's so much else going on, and those of you who might have the time to look back on my previous podcasts, I said that, in my opinion, the virus was not caused by 5G. The virus was caused by a biological weapon. But in China, those people of the cabal then managed to, well, I think they already had control of the system, but turned it on to bathe the local people, that's the Wuhan, in a very high position of energy of 5G. And I actually said that the information I'd been given was that those cabalistic people were able to swing the argument by saying that they've got nothing to lose and they might as well just turn up the frequency, because it might, and if you can find this bit on there, you'll find I say something along the lines of, because it might make the virus mutate or it might make the cells of the body change. So I'm on record as saying that. There was a reason that I said that, and the reason the information had been given to me. My position on the lockdown is obviously it's a bad thing. But that doesn't mean that, in my opinion, that President Trump is a bad man or Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, is a bad man. I think those people were put into this position. They had no choice. And here's the reason why they had no choice. If in both countries the medical professionals are saying this is what you need to do, and a leader of a country doesn't do it, and then somebody dies of that disease, that prime minister or that president could well be open to legal challenges, because it could be argued that the leader of a country whose prime objective is to protect his or her people did not take the medical advice, regardless of how wrong that advice is or how evil that advice is, because that's how the system is on this planet at the moment. The more letters after your name, the whiter your white coat, and the bigger your ID card, and the more prestigious the laboratory or the faculty you've been in, then the greater weight it carries. And if a leader does not take the advice of the medical profession, then they are possibly open to legal challenge. And I think that's one of the key reasons, unwillingly, both Boris Johnson and the US president went for the lockdown. But they're definitely on record as saying they didn't want it and they want to come out of it as quickly as possible. So I do accept that the lockdown was bound to follow this situation, because that was the cabal's whole plan, to damage or destroy the economy, to remove certain people who were, as they saw it, blocking their progress in their way, and to lead to a much easier way. Now, that's the short medium term And one of the ways that the predominant leaders of salvation, shall we say, in my opinion, Trump and Boris Johnson, who are not controlled in the same way as, say, Macron is or any of the others, Trudeau, their object was to try and get the economy going, put money into individual pockets, and try and see it through. Now, this, again, I'm on record as saying that this this virus is incredibly infectious, but its death rate is low. Now, I actually said that weeks ago. I think probably more people die of car crashes or influenza than are dying of this virus. But when you add these extra deaths, and there's no doubt there are extra deaths, when you add these extra deaths, it is tipping the system over, because a system over years and years finds a balance between, you know, how many people are born and how many people die, and they develop or devise their systems to cope with that. So when there's an addition, it doesn't matter what that addition is or what causes that addition, then the system can't cope. And that's what we're seeing. But we're not seeing millions of people in America or Britain or anywhere else, and we'll talk about China in a minute maybe, you know, dying of that. But what we are seeing is an increase in death, which the system, which is, you know, almost like a just-in-time system to coping with things, can't cope. Now, there's pretty good evidence out there to show that somewhere between 7, 8, 9 million mobile phone contracts in China seem to have gone dead. Now, whether that's because those people just moved on to other contracts, I don't know, but there's a strong indication that maybe many of those people are no longer on the planet. And it's absolutely ludicrous. It's not laughable, because it's a very serious situation, but it's absolutely ludicrous that China declared the same number of deaths to the virus as Belgium is currently. Now, those of you who are not too familiar with Belgium, go and find it on a map, or go Google it and look at the population of Belgium, and then compare it to the population of China. I don't know, what's China, 1.5 billion, 2 billion? So for China, with a population of that, and Wuhan as a city had 11 million people, to claim 3,000 odd deaths, the same as you know, Belgium or infections or other countries, is just ridiculous. And so I do believe, and so do a number of other people, that the figures from China are totally skewed. But in terms of the whole point of this, this virus was purely designed to create panic, to force world leaders into locking their communities down, because it's highly infectious, but the death rate's not that great, but it's highly infectious. He also did say, if you can look back, that there was more than one virus. And when I first got the information, I said, is it either a virus that's mutated, or is it a second virus that's been introduced? And I went on record and I said that the information I'd got was that another virus was being sprayed by drones over Iran. Now the established media are now beginning to say there are three viruses. And I had a quick look at Sky Television's, excuse me, Sky Television's report, where they are now in the public domain saying that China had a biological weapons facility at Wuhan. And I've been saying this since December. And possibly other people have as well. It's not just, you know, I get the intel, but I was very clear with that. There was a weapons lab in Wuhan, and that's where it came from. But here's the element that is quite alarming for humanity. Not alarming because we should be frightened, but alarming that we should be aware that there are certain individuals who are following a plan through. Now, the information that I have is still not clear in two aspects. We're not sure whether the virus, when activated by electromagnetic waves or microwaves, alters, and remember I said that in China, the cabal, after the virus was released, they turned up the 5G. Now, we're not sure whether that 5G or electromagnetic waves when switched on has an impact on the virus and therefore can cause it to change, or whether the whole point is that this virus will just die a death. I have absolutely no doubt that, you know, the lockdown will end relatively soon. We'll be back using paper money and coins. Things will return to almost a normality. That's absolutely going to happen. I've no doubt whatsoever. But what might happen is that either the sudden supposedly discovery of this vaccine, and in the vaccine there might well be some nano elements, some nanoparticles, which when, for a person that takes it, enters their body, which when acted upon by microwaves of a certain G force, could cause a really nasty, much worse, proper pandemic on the scale that we saw in 1918 with the Spanish flu. So I'm not sure whether it is the vaccine that's going to have this in it, or whether it is this original virus which, when acted upon by microwaves, then mutates. It's almost like it's got a clock in it, and then produces what we'd call is a very real, genuine pandemic. So this is, can we say, phase one of the operation of people who wish to basically rid the earth of humanity, or at least a portion of humanity. And you know, those of you who have listened and remembered, I've continually said that these individuals really appreciate the planet Earth. They appreciate the trees and the rivers. It's just people like you and I that they don't want spoiling their view. And if you've researched and remembered, you'll know that for many, many years, it's been widely known that these individuals would quite like to inherit the earth and just have a small few group of us who are, you know, the slaves on the planet. And so that system that they're working on is a lot cleaner than a nuclear bomb. It's much cleaner and more effective than a tsunami. It's much cleaner than anything else, because this way, only those people who have been targeted or infected or vaccinated will be the ones that will get it. And there are certain key players, big names, who have sought since the last 20 odd years, but predominantly in the last 5 to 7 years, to begin to push the agenda that vaccinations are very good. And I mean, again, if you can remember many years ago now, I said that when President Trump in 2016 came to office, he was very doubtful about vaccines, and he wanted to create a commission to look into it, a sort of a committee to just check, just to see just how good or how evil they actually were. And there were some really key names, George Soros, Bill Gates, who basically, in my opinion, said to him, if you go down that road, we will financially destroy the United States. If you are the most wealthiest man on the planet, you can bring a country down, even a country as powerful as the United States. And that's one of the many reasons why President Trump, I believe, has had to tread so carefully. You can't just drive a bulldozer through, because these people are immensely powerful and have an immense influence. Otherwise, we would have seen a big cleanup right in our faces very early on. So just to reiterate, so that I can try and be clear here, this virus, and I do believe it is a virus, I've always said that, is designed to be super infectious, but the death rates are quite minimal. But what it was designed to do was to create uncertainty on the stock exchange, on the financial markets, and force leaders to prevent their communities from going to work. And as soon as you do that, you start to destroy an economy, you weaken an economy. And that was part of their plan. And the second part of this Kabbalistic plan was to get people somehow to willingly take on some form of either inoculation or something that, when acted upon by high microwaves, created a really bad mutation. So I see this as their first phase. And the second phase, which we must not allow, obviously, is their plan to bring about a much more virulent release so that they can try and control humanity. Because at the moment, they don't control humanity like that. We will go back to normal, whatever normal is. And I said to someone the other day, you know, we'll be able to use paper money again and coins if we choose to. And the kids will go back to college and everything will just tick over. And we'd have to say, well, what was the point of that? What was on earth was the point of it? And the point was to weaken the economies, make it very difficult for certain people who do not have the backing of satanic, cabalistic organizations behind them. President Trump, Boris Johnson, there are a couple of other leaders, but not many. But also to somehow get their hands on the populace, somehow get their hands on people, and to somehow infect those people. And then when bombarded by particular waves of energy that either activates nanoparticles in our bodies, or it creates this super bug infection. And there is a huge proof for this. There's a real proof, and that is this: only essential emergency works should be being done, and yet we are seeing these 5G towers being built. So even during this so-called emergency, this lockdown, they are still putting up these installations, and they're doing it as fast as they can. And I've said in the past many times that it is, you know, it's harder for somebody to get planning permission, no matter which country you live in, to put a shed up or to put a new window in, than it is for them to put 1,000 of these cell phone towers out. In other words, that the only time on this planet we see things that are done without any question or forced through are when the satanic cabalistic elite have got it as their priority, and what they do is they bulldoze it through, and anyone who stands in their way, they just either buy them out or threaten them or something else. So the fact that these 5G towers are being built now when everyone's supposed to be at home is absolute proof that they are desperate to get these final towers up for the next phase of the operation. Now, that is something that we really can't afford to let happen. And you saw the videos in China of people literally pulling down the towers. And I said that in Great Britain, something like 5 or 7 towers had been destroyed. Not all of them were 5G, some were the 4G type. And I also said that people are overlooking the small antenna that are fixed on streetlights. There are just thousands of them. So we know again that we're on the right button here, because what does the system do? The system moves to protect itself. It doesn't like these cell phone towers being damaged. And so there's a big movement now, and any commentator, whether they be on radio or YouTube or whatever, who advocates the destruction of these towers, I have been told, is prison. And that tells us a very clear message that's coming through. Even if a commentator is seen to be tacitly supporting or tacitly agreeing with that, that is an action where you can expect the police on your doorstep. So commentators like me have got to decide, do we hide because we're frightened? Do we say, well, I don't want to be arrested? Now, do we say, well, there's a principle here, and we can't buck that principle if we're really genuine and we really say who we are? And maybe, we end up being arrested and taken to court, but the problem is it probably wouldn't be a court with, jurors. It would probably just be a judge, and therefore you've got no chance anyway. But that's the situation that we're facing. I mean, I've always been categorically against 5G. I've said it. 5G is the most evil thing, I think, that has faced humanity for maybe ever. I don't know. So what I wanted to do is to try and put it together, because what I've been doing is these sort of podcasts, and we're all forgiven for not seeing it as part of a continuation. We see it as a standalone one, and it's not. I end by what I've said before, and I don't go back on it. But as the founder of a spiritual organization, I've always tried to keep in touch with the grassroots. I'm not like some of these people who do a presentation and then just disappear off. If I do a presentation, I will talk to the audience. I'll take questions and answers. I am accessible, and I will read messages that are sent to me. And over the last few days, I had upwards of 40 messages, private messages from doctors and nurses, really furious and angry. And I can't just sit on that. I have to respond to that. And so, my last podcast was about thanking them, recognizing what they're doing. And I do understand that, it is a big battle at the moment between those who say there is no virus, full stop. I am convinced there is a virus. There are people who are saying that that it's a natural thing within the body, but when acted upon by 5G, creates a virus. I can go along with that. I don't have a problem with that. The key for me is there is a virus. The issue that I have and had on the last podcast are people who are completely saying there's no virus whatsoever. This is all just a total con. But I had took some time out yesterday in the evening and this morning to have a look at some of the big names, and they are actually saying there's a virus. They may not say it's been released in the same way I'm saying, but they are saying that there's a virus in the body, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. No issue at all. The big issue for us as a community, as a truth-seeking community, is how do we stop the cabal from putting in their final plan? Because that's what it is. It's their final plan. And their final plan is literally to control humanity. And so that's what we've got to stop. And that's what we've got to be aware of. And I think that the more people that are aware that this situation we have is just part one of a two-part operation, that things will return to normal, but the second phase is the phase that we really have to, fight off against and be strong about. So I wanted to come on and just, reiterate my position and what I stand for, and hope that sort of makes it clearer. So thank you very much for your time.